Hi, I'm Martin, and you're listening to Kaput Radio. Just before the show starts, well, it has of course already begun, but you know. No bad feelings to SJ, but I'd just like to say I have lived very well for more than 30 years and continue to do so without any Apple products whatsoever, and cannot see any reason to change this in the foreseeable future. Not that I want to elaborate on the cost-cutting precision mind of SJ making Chinese workers of Apple subcontractor Foxconn jump out of fifth-floor windows, or poisoning Chinese women with cost-cutting hazardous chemicals. And it's hardly worth noting the narcissistic pseudo-religious cult following making me think of leaving for the tree branches. So I let SJ go without further interest. SJ was just one more very boring glorified individual. Gosh, give us all a break from another American dream gone jaded. But on another subject, the astronomers, they are actually not progressive at all. Indeed, they are nostalgic people looking all the time into the past. I mean, if you looked into the clear night sky to the nearest star, that picture is 4 years old, boys and girls. But then some people look back into the whole big bamboozled cosmos. Now here we're talking serious overdoses of nostalgia. Is it a sign of the times we're living in? I mean, looking back is a favorite political move. Looking into a more flowery past is understandable. But it can't be seriously guiding present policies, or can it? Yes, it can! The US Republicans and Democrats are firmly of this belief, and Australia's opposition party is trying that too. And of course Hollywood is still and has been eternally locked in the past of their past manufacturing American glory for many years. Okay, Hollywood and the private companies and even media like to self-indulge. But politicians we supposedly have to elect to create and implement policies to manage an almost unmanageable world? Well, what are we doing, folks? And this week saw me digging up old sins of the hate media. Yeah, cause I can. Pink face. But before pink face, let me say October is the month of pink. But that doesn't mean that pink will be any better than blue or black, saving any cancer patient with your donations. It will rather save some health industry to survive another day of aging. Back to pink faces, all asses, whatever you decide. There was some hitting the fan when a racial vilification claim got acknowledged by an Australian court. Several Aboriginal people went to court to sue Andrew Bolt. Whoop! Hate TV number one shock jock for having them racially vilified in right-wing propaganda columns and interviews. Now, Andrew, the beleaguered Bolt, has plenty of opportunity to get an appeal if he desires so. But then we have Senator George Brandon. He wasn't happy, claiming that there was no racial hate in Andrew's writing, interviews or TV show. It is of course easy when you are under privilege of parliament to say this, Senator. In other words, would you like to extend the privilege to a gutter-sucking half-journo and manufacturer of misinforming nonsense? Yes, you would, as long as it helps your right-wing Anglo-Australia empire faction. But I have my doubts that you would extend this privilege also to me. Because if I chock-jocked you as a miserable character of the greatest dirt show wearing a face like a slice of Spam with ice put on... Nah, I'm not saying this because I don't enjoy this extraordinary legal free slander privilege. But, you know, if you like to extend it to me in writing, Senator, I could say then you are quite mistaken, assuming that Aboriginal people are free ride for insult and political expediency. And I may add that a lousy Australian-British Empire consciousness is not a qualification to decide anything beyond your boring little private life, and hardly an assessment what consists of free speech and what is implying or weasel-wording racial vilifying comment. Hello, I'm Dr. Sooth. Please note that this show contains vulgarities of the English language which you may find offensive. This is fully intended by the hate media.
We offend everybody.
However, other contributions in this show should sufficiently compensate you. I am Dr. Sooth, and you are welcome. If I had the privilege you can enjoy, Senator, I could call you an indulgent failure of a Queen's poodle shitting on the minorities of this country. Your privilege, if I had it, would lead me to say you haven't visited the toilet for a decade and it stinks. But, you know, I don't have the privilege, so I can't say it. So Andrew Bolt is, of course, just one in a long line of hate media personalities getting the nod from people like Senator George Brandis to drive forward the right-wing agenda of wedge politics and personal smear. But let's revisit a radio hate media personality we almost forgot, if it wasn't for the evil carbon tax this government wants to introduce.
It's a witch! It's a witch! It's a witch! It's a witch!
Putting a price on carbon, the issue that has cast a long and conflicted shadow over Australian politics.
Have you ever heard this program called Breakfast with Alan Jones? There is no such program.
Breakfast with Alan Jones on 2GB 873.
Well, I'll tell you what, in answer to that, I have a simple observation to make to all of them. They can get stuffed, pouring out spleen and bile and vindictive behaviour. We are going to stick to our guns. And I warn these people from ACMA, and some of the people on ACMA, I've got to tell you, don't pass muster.
John has a good answer. He says, it seems that police and the council are impotent here. All rhetoric, no action. My suggestion is to invite one of the biker gangs to be present in numbers at Cronulla Railway Station when these Lebanese thugs arrive. It'll be worth the price of admission to watch these cowards scurry back onto the train for the return trip to their lairs. Australians are old and new shouldn't have to put up with this scum. The only language the Middle Eastern youth understand is a good hiding. These Middle Eastern people must be treated with a big stick. Well, I've just got a stack of emails in front of me. Let me read you this one. It's not just a few Middle Eastern bastards at the weekend, it's thousands. Cronulla's a very long beach and has been taken over by this scum. It's not a few causing trouble, it's all of them.
If the police can't do the job, the next tier is us.
Yeah, good on you, John.
Now, my grandfather was an old digger and he used to say to me when we were growing up, listen, shoot one, the rest will run.
Jones comments incited violence. Radio comments incite violence. Then a big picture of me. Broadcaster incited hate. Jones fueled hate.
You know me, I never talk about myself.
Oh yeah, he's dedicated, he is. But it gets better.
Now though, here's Alan Jones.
So pissed off and sick of this fucking country.
Sick of this fucking country.
Oh, fuck.
And fucking Aborigines.
Essentially, my life should be turned into a fucking nightmare for the sake of other incompetence.
And fucking Aborigines.
Sticking stuff up my bloody nose and my arse.
Jesus,
I hope someone understands how fucking irritated I am by this.
So pissed off.
Fucking money for charity.
Right.
Fuck.
I'm Alan Jones.
Well, I've just taken to a fucking idiot. He's a fucking idiot, and when I find him, I'll pull his fucking ears. He's a fucking idiot. I'm working with a fucking idiot called a news director. Wouldn't know what fucking day it is. He's a fucking spastic.
Fucking nightmare.
Fucking idiot.
Jesus, I hope someone understands that. Fucking irritated I am by this.
Fucking idiot.
You are just like a fucking idiot.
And I'll fucking, when I find him.
And I'm not, I don't give a fuck.
Well.
You know, if it was bloody John Laws or something.
If it was me up there, it would have been on for young and old from the start.
Fucking,
right.
I don't see where my life should be made of fucking misery.
Right.
Because I'm not given the right instructions.
You are just like a fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot.
Fucking pissed off. Sick of this fucking.
Fucking idiot.
Fucking. Fucking idiot.
Fucking sick of a lot of them. Oh, bloody shit.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm fucking filthy on this bloke. He's done nothing since he got.
You are just like a fucking idiot.
Fucking fuck up. And our news director's going to have a very fucking big problem with him when we get home. Fucking fuck up.
Fucking ridiculous.
A very big problem.
Fucking dust in this studio. You know, if it was bloody John Laws or someone, the whole joint would be cleaned out.
Fucking
ridiculous.
Right, well, he'll fucking lose me, and I'll fucking, when I find him, he'll fucking.
Shit. Hello, I'm Alan Jones, and it gives me the absolute shits to report that I'll be back on Monday morning with all you fuckwits.
And finally, the hate media climax.
Morning.
Oh, are you nervous or something?
No, I don't think so.
I see. Well, we don't normally speak to people like that, I have to tell you. You might like to try it again, I would have thought. A bit of background first. Amazing. Academics.
What's this? I'm sorry, what's happening?
Yes, okay, well, we'll start the interview. I was astounded at the greeting. We normally are used to people responding more courteously than you did, I have to tell you.
Fucking ridiculous.
Oh, he's a fucking.
Right.
And I'll fucking. Yeah, no. He's a fucking. Yeah, no.
Fucking. What the fuck, Jackie?
Yeah, no.
I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry, what's happening?
He's a fucking idiot.
You're a fucking.
fucking idiot.
Oh, start again. Jesus Christ.
Is this all he's got?
An Aussie icon beating the Americans at their own game. But it's not Hugh Jackman. They challenge the authority of the British in their homeland. But it's not Gandhi. Their films have delighted generations. But it's not Steven Spielberg. They bring international sport to Australian shores, put a world of information in our hands, and every day inspire, inform, and challenge millions of television viewers. But it's not Juan Antonio Samaranch, Steve Jobs, or Oprah. Before you judge Rupert Murdoch by the news of the world, get the whole story.
The millions of us with an insatiable appetite for anything juicy. The newsagent who eagerly stacks his shelves with a sure-to-be-a-top-seller exclusive. The subject of the exclusive. The telco that failed in preventing the subject's phone being hacked. The private investigator that went beyond the call. The journalist who hired the private investigator under the pressure of his editor. The editor who was ordered to sell more magazines by the bigwigs. The bigwigs who answer to the shareholders. The shareholders of which there are many. Or the 82-year-old man who blindingly trusts his 51,000 employees to do the right thing.
Jesus, we got to start again. Shit. God, Jesus. No, let's go, let's do it. I'm in a bad mood this morning. I'm just sick of the whole show.
Fucking thing, how does it get to zero and stay there?
Let's see.
Can we get someone in here?
Someone in there, quickly. All sitting around on their bloody bums. But zero the fucking thing, will you?
Oh, fucking dead.
This guy, Alan Jones is my name. Christ. This guy, what am I, some sort of person from outer space? Jesus, what's wrong with me?
Mr. Rudd, thanks for your time tonight.
It's very good to be with you, Brian, and good evening.
Prime Minister, we seem to have a problem with racism, don't we?
We do. This is an intractable problem, Brian, and we really do have to do something about this. This is
serious.
This
is not a reputation we want, is it?
It's certainly not a reputation we or any other country wants, Brian. It's going to cost us a lot of money, and we've got to do...
Why does this keep coming up in Australia? I mean, are we a racist country?
Well, I wouldn't have thought, Brian, that Australians are racist. I don't think it's in the nature of Australians to be racist.
So who's been conducting these racist attacks?
Australians, yes, Brian.
Well,
I take your point. I suppose what I mean is that essentially, Brian, I don't regard us as a racist people.
Essentially. What do you mean essentially?
Well, essentially, Brian, in essence, Brian, if you go back to the genesis of this country after it was colonised, in fact,
well,
if you don't
we do that... Must it not be there essentially in order to come out like this?
I suppose it must be there essentially, Brian, and potentially...
So we are essentially
racist?
Well,
I suppose all cultures potentially... have the capacity to be racist.
But I would have thought this country was rooted in racism.
This country's not rooted at all, Brian. I don't know whether you saw the figures this week. This country's going pretty well. Wayne's done a wonderful job.
Racism,
the country's not even close to being
rooted. If we can go back to racism, this is a pretty important issue in terms of what we stand to lose here, isn't it?
Oh, terribly important. Let's make no mistake about that, Brian. Education is a very major export earner for this country, and if people, foreign students, are not going to come here, Brian, because they feel they're not safe...
We might have to educate ourselves.
Well, my point, Brian, I suppose, is that we'll have to have a look at our priorities as a nation.
Why do you think racism keeps rearing its ugly head here?
Well, it's a hardy perennial, Brian, and it needs to be
because
very hard to eradicate.
There.
It is always present, yes.
And people use it.
People do. People can appeal to racism very easily. It's the lowest common denominator issue, Brian, in Australian politics. You don't have to go back very far.
No, the White Australia policy.
I was thinking perhaps more recently than the White Australia policy.
The apology?
Between the White Australia policy and the apology.
Economic prosperity.
No, Brian, you are failing to grasp my point. I suppose the point is, Brian, this is a serious problem to take what you're saying. You're right, and we do have to do something about it.
We have developed an unfortunate reputation.
We have.
What are we going to do about it, Prime
Minister? Well, we're going to fix it, Brian.
How are you going to do that?
We're going to build infrastructure.
Well, find out where racism is.
Find out where the racism is, Brian, and put in a railway station and some school buildings.
Railway station and...
Yes. Well, yes, that's what...
Will that help?
Well, it'll help Wayne, Brian.
Oh, well, that's worthy.
We've got to start somewhere.
Thank you.
David Cameron, another slice of spam with eyes kind of guy, normally just babbling the usual right-wing Tory mantras with a hand in front of his mouth, of course, ordered national optimism as a compulsory act for Britons. Go on, get optimistic, will ya? Or should I call the Gestapo? These kind of European sounds of ultra-moron absurdity waffle is not surprising, just as the Occupy Wall Street doesn't know what it wants, but it wants it now. Media, even Fox News, who got stabbed in the eye by someone in the melee, called it the New American Revolution. Let's rather call it the Great American Confusion. But somehow, Wall Street drives up the market meanwhile. And a dead cat bounce is a well-known trick, and it ain't fooling anyone with clear eyes to see the predicament in its ghastly effects unfolding in Greece and now any number of people on the planet. And then I heard this rumor about the revival of the brown bear, formerly threatened with extinction. Yeah, they have bred and are spreading into different habitats. Again. Sorry, just got sidetracked there for a moment. But economically, you can be sure next week America will find itself back in recession. Why I know this? Well, neutrino powered faster than the speed of light in time travel forecasting, folks. And the brown bear revival, of course. But never mind. We will surely and constantly improve our ability for self-delusion, so we can't really say how it feels, this recession, until it's Zimbabwe economics time or something worse. I think someone has already scripted the new rave to accustom ourselves to a lengthy recessive journey where hunger, pain and suffering will be recast into entirely new words, thereby neutralizing the emotional discomfort of a whopping world recession, so we can all smile into the storm.
Thank you. trouble, never leave me alone. When you got trouble for a friend, well, the trouble never gonna end. I've got trouble now. Yes, I've got trouble.
Have we offended everybody tonight now?
How do you know? How do you know?
Oh, good, that's okay. Thank you very much. Okay, thanks.
I have a question. Is a European failed market better off than an African failed market economy? Will America accept to bail out Europe once again? Or do we have a war first? I mean, when you understand that war is profitable, thereby economically saving you, and peace is not, does that mean that those who ask for peace will have to starve and then die? Or, more perplexing, considering the most dystopian behavior we display, such as conflicts, corruption, crime and poverty, can we afford to save ourselves from a destructive algorithm of finance being the whole sole cause? No, no music just yet? No. I'd like to ask you first, would you like to blame yourself for all this? Yes, we would. We'd rather search for the culprits. We'd rather put on some nice music right now. We avoid asking what is behind Ben Bernanke's statements. How do you say, actually? Yes, I made a profit, so I'm alive now. Yes, someone else lost the deal, so I got it and live. Sorry for the war, but we need to secure our export markets and interests. It's not personal, but the bank is asking for their profits, and so am I if we want to live the way we do. And when the usual economic chips are down, arms exports are a reliable profit maker, so we can survive and keep shopping. Yeah, it's not so easy to say that in public, or is it? Okay, just don't start blaming again. Music now.
Woke up this morning, blues was on my mind.
I got the mean old blues.
in the Victorian bushfires has been condemned by the Rudd government. The Westboro Church is celebrating the death and destruction which has shocked the world.
The fag-infested land of Australia is burning. The fire of God's wrath is sending hundreds of those filthy Australian beasts straight to hell.
You have to say, thank God for the fires. Thank God for the dead people.
Australia is doomed. Nothing and nobody can help you.
Well, no, the out there political left. There was the legal basis for it. There were moral issues. You've got to put all of these things in the balance. Well, there were alliance issues. I put all of these, as did the Prime Minister, all of these issues in the balance and made the judgment that it would be best for us to make. We still believe it was the right decision. We still believe the world is a better place. Australians know that. I mean, I know that, you know, anti-government groups try to brush over those facts, but, you know, there are lefties everywhere. Everywhere. Well, in terms of that detail, I don't know the answer to your question. The out there political left hate Howard, hate our very existence. Australians generally know that, and they know that the weapons of mass destruction haven't been found, but they don't believe that they were intentionally misled. Let me make this point. There were very, very few civilian casualties. I don't believe many civilians were killed at all. Howard killed the political left.
I haven't done that at all.
You know, at the end of the day, there was the legal basis for it. There were moral issues. You've got to put all of these things in the balance. But can I just say to you, it depends what you mean about how they died and when they died. It's rot. It's rot that tens of thousands of people have been killed by the Americans. It's rot. We still believe it was the right decision. We still believe the world is a better place. Rot. And, you know, at the end of the day...
Do it.
Howard killed.
Killed.
Howard killed the political left.
Al-Qaeda and its affiliates will find no safe haven anywhere in the world. We will be determined. We will be deliberate. We will be relentless to kill innocent men, women, and children to advance a murderous agenda.
Howard killed the Iraqi people.
Do it.
Howard killed an enormous number of people. It was responsible for the brutal murder of a vast number of people. Howard killed. I don't think there's any debate about that.
Prime Minister Howard.
Howard killed. It was responsible for the brutal murder of the Iraqi people. Killed.
Killed. Do it. Killed.
But I do know this. Been the foreign minister for 8.5 years. I have an enormous knowledge. It's rot. It's rot that tens of thousands of people have been killed by the Americans. It depends what you mean about.
Hindsight is always 20/20.
Andrew Bolt was sued by a group of light-skinned Aborigines over two articles he wrote in 2009, where he accused them of using their Aboriginality for financial gain. The judge said Andrew Bolt's columns were not written in good faith and were full of errors. Andrew Bolt has admitted he never contacted any of the people he was writing about and researched them using Google.
You can check all the web details at kaputradio.libsyn.com.